just have to mention that our board has put out a recruitment call, a call for nominations. We're trying to expand our board. So if you go to fsf.org, it'll be the top news item. It's something I just want to plug before I get started. We also host another conference in a month. You'll see some information about that too. So my talk is about SAS, and that stands for public speaking. It takes just a minute, you know. A service as a software substitute. And what that means is when you run a service, when you use a service, and you use it to substitute for your own computing. And that's a little abstract, so it's best if I give an example. And the one I like to give is a photo editing service. So say you go to a website, you upload a photo, you tell it you want to turn it black and white, and you click a button, it does it, and then you click download, and you've got your photo. Well, that computation done on the back on the server is something that you should control with a program, with a free photo editing program like GIMP. And so when you use a service like that, you give away your software freedom in a very similar way to using a proprietary program on your computer. But in some ways it's even worse, because the server operator, it's automatically spyware, has all your data, and it automatically has a backdoor to make changes at any time. So in some ways even worse than proprietary software. So I want to talk about, that's sort of the basic case, but I'm going to assume you understand software freedom a bit, so I'm going to go into some more other cases. So let's talk about first some basic examples of when something is not SAS. So when somebody else is inherently involved in the activity, that's usually a good giveaway. So communication service is an example. Say I want to send